Next were the soldiers from Ormenius, and from the river source at Hipparia, those of Asterion, and those below Titanus's high snow-whitened peaks. Eurypylus, Euaemon's shining son, led all of these, with 40 black ships under his command. Then those who held Argusa, and Gyrtoni, Orthi, Ilone, and the limestone city, Oloison, led by a dauntless man, Polypetes, the son of Pirithous, whom Zeus the Undying fathered. Polypetes had been conceived by gentle Hippodamia, under Pirithous, that day he whipped the shaggy centaurs out of Pelion, routed them, drove them to the Ithaces. Polypetes, as co-commander, had Leontius, son of Coronus Cineades. 40 black ships had crossed the sea with these. Gunius commanded 22 from Cyphus. The Enienes and the brave Peribae served under him, all who had had their homes around Dodona in the wintry north and in the fertile vale of Titaresus. Lovely that gliding river that runs on into the Peneus, with silver eddies, and rides it for a while as clear as oil, a branch of Styx on which great oaths are sworn. The Magnetes were led by Prothous, Tentridon's son. By Peneus they lived, and round Mount Pelion's shimmering leafy sides. 40 black ships had come with Prothous. These were the lords and captains of the Danaans. But tell me, Muse, of all the men and horses, who were the finest under Agamemnon? As for the battle horses, those were best that came from Pheres' pastures, and Eumelus drove those mares as fleet as birds, a team perfectly matched in color and in age, and level to a hair across the cruppers. Apollo of the Silver Bow had bred them in Perea as fearsome steeds of war. Of all the fighting men, most formidable was Ajax Telamonius, that is, while great Achilles raged apart. Achilles towered above them all. So did the stallions that drew the son of Peleus in the war. But now, amid the slim sea-going ships, he lay alone and raged at Agamemnon, marshal of the army. And his people, along the shore above the breaking waves, with discus throw and javelin and archery, sported away the time.